Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Susan K. Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, address is 3 Sky Mountain Circle, Chico, California, 95928. Phone is 310-806-5667. ID is XXX-XX-8982. Her phone is 310-806-5667. Her ID is XXX-XX-8928. I think we already gave you that. And her driver's license, DL, is P082454J. Email address is thomas-clan@sbcglobal.net. It is addressed to Shirley Huffman, PA-C, Physician Assistant, Mission Ranch Primary Care, 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137. Phone is 530-894-0500. Fax is 530-345-2532. This woman's insurance is Medicare/TRICARE. Dear Shirley Huffman, thank you for referring Susan K. Thomas for neurological evaluation with a history of positive cognitive decline . New paragraph. She was initially seen on March 12th, 2025. Noting her current regimen includes multivitamins, supplemental vitamin D3, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams, additional vitamin B and D, and Lipitor tablets. New paragraph. As you may remember, she presented with a history of memory questioning, for example, where she is living, comma, demonstration of trouble starting her car, comma, forgetting her social security number, comma, increased cognitive symptoms with tension. Family noting forgetfulness. With observed changes by her friends and family members. New paragraph. She completed the AD8 dementia screening interview, reporting problems with judgment and decision-making, including financial, due to problems with her thinking. She was reported to spend most of her time watching television, demonstrating no interest in hobbies or activities. She demonstrated troubles in learning how to use tools and appliances. She was found to use a calendar to remember the correct month and date of the year. There's no history of handling complicated financial affairs, but she reported trouble remembering appointments and daily problems with thinking and memory for a total score of 4/8. New paragraph. She also completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis, all caps, M-O-C-A, end parenthesis. Showing some visuospatial executive dysfunction. And severe impairment in delayed recall, being unable to remember 5 common items after a 5-minute break following repetition and writing. New paragraph, she had no trouble in recognizing figures and naming, nor did she have any significant trouble with attention other than being unable to perform serial subtractions. She was competent in language skills and abstract thinking. New paragraph. Orientation, however, was impaired, being unable to remember the day's date, the month, the year, the name of the day, but she was able to remember the name of the place she was in and her city. This resulted in a score of 17/30, which is below expected normal of 26/30. New paragraph. She completed laboratory testing, showing an elevated all caps PTAU217 plasma score, dash, findings seen in symptomatic Alzheimer's disease. Subparagraph, she also demonstrated an Alzheimer's detection APOE isoform in the plasma with values of E3/E4, suggesting a higher risk of Alzheimer's disease. Her dementia laboratory testing including a comprehensive chemistry panel, complete blood count, thyroid functions, directed nutritional vitamin assays, was normal. New paragraph. Micronutrient evaluation. Showed normal values for common antioxidants, comma. Her B vitamin assays were abnormal, showing absence of measurable vitamin B3 niacin, a finding commonly associated with the disease of pellagra, a common cause of dementia. Mineral analysis showed insufficient values for blood chromium and molybdenum, with other values preserved in the normative range. Following this finding, she was initiated on therapeutic vitamin supplements, including trace mineral and niacinamide on a daily basis with her general vitamin. New paragraph. She completed the neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study, comparing her findings to values of the average age-matched population. Subparagraph, the study showed no evidence for acute intracranial hemorrhage, ischemia, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. New subparagraph, the volumetric analysis showed that the cerebral gray-white matter and cerebral cortical volumes were at the 8th normative percentile compared to expected values, while the right frontal and left parietal normative values were less than 2 standard deviations relative to age-matched population controls. Subparagraph. With this pattern of deficiencies, she reported no history of head injury. Overall, her study showed involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres, sulcal, ventricular, and fissural dilatation, as well as expanded CSF about the convexities, with the additional finding of a 6 by 10 millimeter and 7 by 10 millimeter post-ischemic cavity lacunar infarctions in the ventral inferior aspect of the right basal ganglia, with a few scattered foci of T2 prolongation in the cerebral hemispheric white matter. New paragraph. Tab. These findings are consistent with ischemic microvascular disease and previous focal ischemic stroke, possibly a consequence of tremor, that is a consequence of trauma or other etiology. New paragraph. At this time, laboratory for vascular ischemic risk factors has not been completed, where these findings would indicate the need to complete Doppler evaluations and coronary calcium scores to exclude progressive cerebrovascular disease for which she would be at risk for further brain dysfunction. New paragraph. She did not give a history of serious COVID disease, but considering the focal findings of her evaluation, consideration for static diagnostic and dynamic ambulatory electroencephalograms should be considered. New paragraph. With her findings and at our request because of Alzheimer's risk factors, she completed the CT PET amyloid head scan at Halo Breast Imaging on July 14, 2025. This study showed diffusely increased amyloid (tracer) uptake throughout the cortical cerebral gray matter. The most intense uptake was seen in the prefrontal, lateral temporal, and parietal areas, with these areas showing clear loss of the normal gray-white contrast to the brain matter. The cerebellum showed no evidence of abnormal uptake. New paragraph. These findings produce a positive scan indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques throughout the brain. New paragraph. In consideration of this finding, and following our extended discussion today, we recommended that she be referred to the Alzheimer's disease cerebral perfusion infusion program at Adventist Cancer Center in Marysville. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion about the potential benefit for her in reducing the findings of Alzheimer's disease, reducing her risk for progressive cognitive decline over a period of time. New paragraph tab. Additional instructional and informational materials on the program were provided to her and her daughter today, encouraging them to return to their family to review the materials and consider her choice to participate in the only available therapeutic program to reduce and improve her Alzheimer's findings. New paragraph. We scheduled her for reevaluation and follow-up, at which we will consider assistance in referral to the infusion program. New paragraph, I will send a follow-up report when she returns.